Today, we're talking about something that can make or break a business: understanding your financial statements. Joining me is Daniel Hay, Director of Power2 Brisbane Proprietary Limited, a local-based tax and accounting firm here in Caboolture. Daniel, welcome.
Thanks, Debbie. Great to be here again.
Now, Daniel, a lot of business owners say, that's what I pay my accountant for. Why should they bother reading their own financials?
That's actually a common mindset. But here's the thing, your financials are your business's health report. If you don't understand them, you can't make informed decisions. It's not about replacing your accountant, it's about being an empowered business owner.
So, what are the key reports they should be looking at?
There are actually three main ones. So, part of your financial statements, there is the profit and loss. So, it shows your income and expenses over the period. It tells you if you're actually making money or not. There's the balance sheet, which is actually the snapshot of the business. So, so it lists your assets, your liabilities, and your equity. So it basically shows in summary what you own versus what you owe. The other statement is the cash flow statement. So this one's often overlooked, but it actually tracks the actual movement of cash in and out of your business. So it shows you the actual position at the end of that period. So
what's the danger of ignoring these?
You might think you're doing well, but if there's money in the bank account, but maybe you've got unpaid bills or you've got tax obligations coming up. Or maybe your profit looks good, but your cash flow is tight. So that's how businesses get caught out.
So what should business owners be watching for in these reports?
Great question. In the profit and loss, look at your gross profit margin. So are you making enough on each sale? On the balance sheet, check your accounts receivable and customers paying you on time. And in the cash flow statement, watch for negative cash flow from operations. That's actually a red flag.
Sounds like a lot to take in. What if someone's not confident with numbers?
That's totally fine. You don't need to be a financial whiz, but you do need to ask questions. So sit down with your accountant regularly, so whether that's monthly, quarterly, or just before end of year. Just a 15-minute review can help a lot, and it can actually spot some trends and actually avoid surprises coming up.
And I imagine it helps with planning too.
Absolutely. Your financials aren't just for tax time. They're a tool for decision making. So, you know, whether if you're looking at hiring staff, buying equipment, or launching a new product, your numbers should guide those choices.
Daniel, final takeaway for our listeners?
Don't be afraid of the numbers. That's not just a report, they're insights. The more you understand them, the more control you have over your business.
Love that. Daniel Hay, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks again, Debbie. Always a pleasure.
That was Daniel Hay, why understanding your financials is essential, not optional. And that great advice can be heard again on the podcast on 101.5fm.com.au website.